Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, I'm going to talk to you about your nervous system and some of the stuff that you might be experiencing and how to maybe tone it down, make it a little bit more manageable. You might get some kitten love today. He's joining me. Now, today has been, one of many of the intense energy days. If you haven't noticed, it's kind of like everything picked up this month, the start of February. And I think it might be welcomed in many ways because January never really felt like it belonged to this year. I think a lot of people have been saying that. I totally agree. And what I will say about, the energies right now, let's just say they're intense, they're very draining sometimes, and they can be a bit overwhelming on the nervous system. And I want to offer you a few thoughts and things that you can do to serve yourself to become, you might hear Ranger the puppy as well in the background, send in some puppy love your way. The animals have been feeling it too, not gonna lie. So if you have pets and you're kind of like, why are they so wound up lately? Well, some of that is, spill off from us and it's going into them. Some of it's just they're dealing with their own energies. And all of it's like pretty all over the place. So just be patient with them and be patient with yourself. Same with kids, if you've got kids. At any rate, what I would say is, number one, first and foremost, there's nothing wrong with you. This is happening to a lot of us. If you've been feeling really just like fried, like your nervous system is fried, that's the best way to describe it, then welcome to here and now. This February is going to be an intense month, and that's why I'm doing this episode right now. I want to give you a few tools to keep with you while you're going through this, because it's a good thing that the energies are picking up, but our physical bodies are going to take a bit of time to equilibrate and get to a point where it is comfortable again to be a human being. Whatever that was. Anyways, if you are definitely feeling that intensity, first and foremost, lots of water, rest anytime you can. Do not feel bad for resting. Let go, release, cut the cords that you have with guilt over taking a break when your body is telling you it wants to rest. Because right now, our bodies are informing us very accurately what they need. If we're thirsty a lot, we should be drinking water. It's trying to communicate. It's going through an energy clearing. If we're feeling like the anxiety and the nervousness and the overwhelming stimulation on our nervous system, then that would be a good indication that you're getting hit with a lot of new frequency energy that you're anchoring in. And it's best to release the old energies and integrate the new. Balance it. Now, how? That's the important part. How do we do that? Well, there's lots of ways. There's lots of things that I could tell you to do that many of us won't take the time to do. So I'm not going to berate you with that stuff. I will do a separate episode with specific techniques and a few fun things with trees and dragons that you can do. But I'll leave that for another time. For now, I think it's actually more important that I give you some tools that are simple, that will take very little time or energy, and that you can pull out wherever you are. The first is your breath. I think it makes sense for me to share that first. I am a breathwork instructor and a yoga instructor, and all of that was very divinely oriented for me to end up doing that over the course of last year, so that I could support a lot of people this year. And that's just what I'm doing in many different ways. So if you are just that busy person who's got so many things to do, I love you, and I will first say, could you try to give yourself a little bit more freedom to take a break so you don't get hit with a cosmic 2x4? Other than that, you know, I can't control what you do. I shouldn't. I have no intent to, and I don't want to. But I'll encourage you from my own experience, when we keep going and never stop, if we're aligned to stop, the universe will stop us. It will find a way. And kitten says hi. But if you choose to keep doing lots of stuff, by all means, I respect people who have... they have responsibilities. They have a lot of things on the list. And many times, you know, they're very important to us. And so if you are that busy person, can you just stop once in a while when you're feeling overwhelmed and take a few breaths? Even 3 to 5 full deep breaths. That's it. And at times I might say mouth breathing is maybe not optimal here. And I may say full mouth breathing, meaning in and out of the mouth, may not be optimal here. It can be a little stimulating on the nervous system. But sometimes actually letting off a little more CO2 with an exhale, so breathing in through the nose and out of the mouth, that can actually be a little bit helpful to calm down the nervous system and to bring ourselves back to present moment and into our bodies. So try just playing with it when you're feeling overwhelmed. Try both. Try breathing in through the nose and breathing out of the mouth. And try breathing in through the nose and out of the nose. Very slowly either way. And also, try to make your exhale a little longer than your inhale. By lengthening the exhale, we can start to bring ourselves into that rest and digest state, that calmed down state. And what I'm sharing with you is as simple as it sounds. Breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in through the nose, breathe out of the nose. And lengthen your exhale. So you breathe in for 4 seconds, you breathe out for 5, 6, or 7 seconds. There's lots of techniques I can share in the future, but for now, don't make it complicated. Don't try to remember exactly a number. Don't try to think about exactly what your body posture should be like, and make it really simple. I don't want to give you a physiology lecture to tell you every muscle that's involved in breathing. I just want you to breathe, period. Belly breathing is great, but I know in the moment, just what I'll say is full deep breaths. Whatever that means to you, whatever your body will let you do in the moment, full, slow, deep, relaxing breaths. Close your eyes if you feel safe to do so and you're not driving. Or maybe just keep your eyes open and just relax into seated, or even standing is fine. This is easy, guys. This is not meant to be a complicated process or something you have to go to school to learn. This is just a very simple way to help your nervous system calm down when it's feeling fried and you're busy and you don't have time to do anything else. And I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, for that lifestyle, just taking a few breaths from time to time, that's enough to help you feel better and feel more the way you want to be feeling. Now, when we're talking about you have a little bit more time, okay, an easy go-to is grounding. Go outside and put your feet on the ground, on the earth if you can. If you're in a snowy place, maybe you put it in the snow for a little bit, if it's safe for you to do so. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, wherever you're located, you know, all of my suggestions, please take with a grain of salt and caveat whatever it is that it's like in your region. So don't do anything unsafe. But go out and ground. It can be so good for your system, especially your nervous system, to just have that connection with the earth. Do a quick energy exchange where you just, And you, I'm not even going to make it complicated. Just breathe and stand on the ground. That's it. That's all you have to do is breathe and stand on the ground. I'm in California, so to me it's cold. You know, 30s. Puppy sounds are here. But 30s is cold for me because it's, you know, California. I'm that person in California. And so maybe for you, you're in the like teens or wherever temperature, and I totally respect that. So do what's safe for you. But grounding into cold ground is actually really, really, it's pretty incredible. It brings you so quickly to the present moment, and it really locks in that connection and your awareness of the earth and the feeling of the earth underneath your feet. So even if it's cold, I would suggest just trying to play with it for a little bit. Like, let yourself ground into that cold earth and feel what that is and how that connection is for your system. And maybe you have a little bit more time. Great. Do some yin yoga. Now, I have to say this because the Dragon Den is amazing, but if you've forgotten, we do have an incredible yin yoga class with a full body, well, not even just body, off body too, full energy balancing and clearing for your chakra system, for your whole chakra system. I have to say, I will toot my own horn. It is a wonderful class, and you will feel like there has been a major reset to your nervous system if you do the whole class. If you end up wanting to join and you're just like, but I can't join live, that's fine. I record them and you have a link that you can access for a while after every single class. And we even have a sliding scale option for the tiers for price to join. So I don't know why you wouldn't go check that out. So, you know, it's the patreon.com/dragonden. But maybe you don't have time for a full class, or you just don't have the financial resources to dedicate to anything. I get it. This is one option, but maybe you're just like, I only have a few minutes and my bills are piling up. I can't afford anything right now. That's perfect too, because you have an entire free resource on YouTube for tons of different yin yoga stuff. And I would recommend you just go find a couple of poses that you like that feel good for your body and do them. And you do not need to do them for a full 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah, we do them like that in the classes, but if you have only 30 seconds or 1 minute or 2 minutes, maybe that's it. You do one pose for that much time then. Pick your favorite. And if you do that, you will find that you get a little bit more relief. Now, why yin yoga? Well, there's so much there. It helps bring you into that rest and digest state. It stimulates your fascia. It stimulates your muscles, your tissues that don't normally get the attention. And these are tissues that are harboring energies that are trying to get out, and also energies that are trying to integrate. By doing things like yin yoga, you can actually balance your nervous system and the energies that are flying in at us at a very rapid speed right now. It's incredibly supportive for an embodiment practice. So I tell people, you know, if you're really busy and you just have enough time to do a single pose, please do the pose. Do it. It might be child's pose, and you have your head on the ground, your forehead, you're grounding into the earth. Great. Do that. You do not have to be any level of flexible to do these types of things. You will, especially if you come to my classes and if you let me know ahead of time where you're at with your if maybe you have some limitations, that's perfectly fine. In my virtual breathwork and yoga studio that I have, the other one that's not the Dragon Den. So this is Dragon Breath Yoga. So if you happen to want to check out another wonderful place, I even have free classes there each month too. So you can just join a free class there if you want to, really. And come hang out and go to the special offers page of dragonbreathyoga.com if you do that. And just sign up for the free and yoga class. And if you can't make the time, I still send a link out. As long as you register, I send you a link after even for the free classes, and you can, you know, do it whenever you have some time after the class. I don't know why you wouldn't do this, people. But anyways, do what resonates for you. I'm being silly. I'm being silly. You know, always do what feels right for you. But in that class, the point at where I was going with that is I actually have a lot of different people who are current subscribers, who are members, like have the monthly membership, and some of them have major limitations and are, you know, maybe coming off of an injury or in rehab and some sort of physical something that's happened for them that they're in a lot of discomfort. And I make sure to include a lot of different options that work for everyone's body that can be safe for everyone's body. So maybe you don't do the standard pose, maybe you do a modified one. And that's perfectly fine. That's why I offer the modifications. Kitten is being silly and puppy is playing with kitten. And I am the thing that they're playing on. But I offer lots of options because everyone's body is different. And just because you're not feeling so great or you can't move a part of your body a certain way, that doesn't mean that you should be limited for being able to benefit from all of the other ways you still can from something like yin yoga. And I can tell they're getting riled up, so I will maybe wrap up shortly. Anyways, what I want you to know is yin yoga, slowly holding poses, is another great way to stay in your body and to help reset your nervous system. So honor wherever you're at right now and choose an option that feels like it's going to work for you. Even I've told you several things. I've talked about breathing. I've talked about grounding. I've talked about yoga. You don't have to do all of these. Like I said, we're really going through a lot of energy that's being like poured onto the planet right now. And if you are really just like fried, you don't need to process 20 different ideas. Just pick one for the next week and try every day making a little time. Maybe it's seconds, maybe it's minutes. And take one of the options I've given you. And practice it every day. More the better, but at least once a day, and see if it helps you do a little better this coming week. And as you go, you add another one on the next week and see, you know, what feels right for you and experiment with it. And of course, you know, check out my classes, check out the Dragon Den, check out Dragon Breath Yoga. Like, there's so many different things that you have available to you. There's all of YouTube. Like, there's so much that you can access. It doesn't matter what you currently are doing financially, how well you're doing there. There's always ways you can be supported. The universe has set it up pretty well for us. And I encourage you, at the very least, breathe. Make sure you're breathing, because that's something that you fully have the capacity to do. Might forget for a while, but you have the capacity to, and it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing or who you're with. You can take a few moments to just breathe. I'll leave it at that for now. Love you lots. Bye.